Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
But, you know, there is something going on. If you're a Swiftie or if there's a Swiftie in your life and you want to see Tay-Tay at the biggest game because they're going to show her there. They might not show her a lot, but they'll at least show her there. There's something called the Taylor Bowl going on, and this is the perfect event for fans and families to watch the big game with a twist of Tay-Tay. Dance breaks, contests, and much more. From the city's leading producer of Taylor Swift-related events, creative director of Raising Hell Events, Julia Delois is with us. Julia, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
All right, tell me about Taylor Bowl.
Taylor Bowl. This is the event that Swifties have been begging for. I mean, we can't be the Super Bowl host, the host city, and not have a Taylor Bowl watch party while Taylor is in our city. So this is happening at the Broadside on Sunday, and you can start tailgating at 4 p.m. before that 5:30 p.m. kickoff. It's going to be great. There's going to be dance breaks. The whole game is going to be watchable, so you won't miss any of the game. But there's going to be Taylor dance breaks, Taylor-themed sound cues when on particular calls, you know, I did something bad after a penalty, all this stuff. Trivia, bracelet betting, favorite song brackets. So just kind of melding the worlds. It's been so fun to see how the Swifties and the NFL brands kind of merge and combine. So lots of fun stuff there. I'm really excited.
She's brought a lot of attention to the NFL. And I mean, I've had a few conversations with different people, and they had teenage girls who were not interested in the NFL, and now they are. So what time can people show up at the Broadside?
4 p.m. is when tailgating starts. Yep.
And the game, I think kickoff is always around 5:30.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, there will be a lot of interest in cheering whenever they show her on the screen at the game, right?
People will go nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it'll be almost like if one of the teams scores a touchdown. I mean, there might be even, at this event, there are going to be more people interested in seeing Taylor Swift than seeing a team score a touchdown.
I think so, maybe. But I want to be clear. I mean, I think you can really come to this event and enjoy it. Like, this is a great place for families, great place for mixed groups, Swifties, non-Swifties. I really think you can enjoy it even if you're not a Swiftie. You don't have to be a super fan. You just have to have a sense of humor. Yeah. You know, the sense of humor that, by the way, like Swifties probably have often had so many times when they watch a game, they tag along to a group outing at a sports bar or a loud Super Bowl party, all this stuff. Just, you know, this one, like, you're leaning a little more in our direction this time.
Yeah.
How about?
So none of the programming stuff you have is going to take away from the game. So nobody think, like, oh, my daughters are dragging me into this. I'm not going to get to enjoy actually watching the football part of it.
That's exactly right. Now, we're going to skip over. I know commercials are a big part of people like to know the commercials, be able to talk about that at the water cooler the next day. So we're gonna make sure we still see some commercials. Maybe every two or three commercial breaks, we'll turn those on. But those are going to be prime dance breaks, perhaps. We'll definitely be watching the halftime show, cheering on Kendrick Lamar, since we know that Taylor cares so much about cheering on Kendrick Lamar.
Now, tell me what the dance contest is going to consist of.
So there's not a dance contest. There are contests
dance
like
breaks.
Trivia.
Okay,
yeah.
Dance
okay,
breaks.
Like dance breaks. So, you know, a lull in the action. And we're going to pump some Taylor Swift music. You're going to be up on your feet, you know, just dancing it out. Those
okay.
Swifties are going to be singing along. So just this, yeah, this interstitial kind of Swiftiness.
All right. Will there be any food available for people?
Yes. Yeah, so the Broadside, if you haven't been over there recently, the updates they have done to the Broadside in the last couple of years are incredible. It's a great outdoor venue. We're going to be kind of floating between inside and outside. There's a food truck. There's a full bar. They got food. They're going to do some food, some Taylor food specials, some Taylor cocktail specials. It's a really great place to hang out.
Do you know what she likes to eat? I'm sure that's out there, and would maybe that be available?
People, I have heard that she likes chicken fingers.
Okay.
She allegedly likes chicken fingers a lot, so I think they have chicken fingers. We'll probably do something
okay.
with that. I gotta say, you know, all the obsession about like where she's staying or what does she like to eat, those are the kind of personal details that I'm a super fan, no doubt, but I don't really upset, you know, people get so excited.
Yeah.
Look at she's eating a chicken finger with ranch dressing. Taylor Swift likes ranch dressing.
I mean, but there are people who like that. There are people who will suddenly like ranch dressing because she likes it.
I mean,
this is a total phenomenon here.
Totally. And I always try to remind people, I mean, I'm a crazy Swiftie, but I'm also kind of level-headed. I like to remind people, we literally do not know this girl.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's true. But it really is a true phenomenon. Are you, as a Swiftie, and you're a Swiftie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. As a Swiftie, are you not as interested as I am in what she might do next? What I mean, she reached this plateau that not many people reach. You never stay on top forever. What is she going to do? What might be in her future that would be next?
I think she, you know, you're right. She will never stop climbing or attempting to climb. I think that the overexposure of the moment, really, people say, you know, just this hyper-saturated Taylor Swift culture right now, I think it's because she's smart enough to know that this does not last forever.
Yeah.
So she's releasing all those Taylor versions. She went on this monster tour. I think family will probably be part of it. Maybe we'll see her lock it down with Travis sometime soon. But I don't think she'll stop working. I think she'll probably settle into something more like she's ventured into directing, producing, writing for other artists, so some quieter, more low-key, but facets of the talent.
Well, she's a marketing genius, so
she
I
really
have no
is.
Doubt that what she does next and how she does it is not only going to be watched, but it's going to be studied.
Totally.
Because she knows what she's doing, and it's going to be fascinating. And, you know, maybe, you know, Travis Kelce came along at a time when she was tired of all those, you know, wimpy boy band guys.
I think so. Those British,
those little wimpy
British
boy
boys.
Singers.
Yeah,
little
no offense. No offense. She wanted like an American beefcake, and I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
You know, she got her hot dog.
You think she told him to grow the beard, or he grew that on his own?
I don't think she's that type of. I think she's so into him, man. That's her king. I think she's like, whatever you want, babe.
You know, I hope that's true, and I would not, discount that. But I also wouldn't be surprised. You know, Kelce, you know, the buzz cut, you know, I think you're a little beyond that. Why don't you let your hair grow? I think you look really great if your hair grew out a little bit.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
You mentioned earlier, sorry, to go back to the event, bracelet betting? What is that? How does that work? What are you talking about?
You know, the friendship bracelets, actually, bookmark that because I have a couple of friendship bracelets to share with the two of you. But the friendship bracelets of the Swiftie culture, right? We make them. I don't make them so much, but it's really big in the culture. So we're going to have, like, sports betting. Some of it might be, we're going to do some basic, you know, there's not going to be complicated, like, parlays or anything. But you can put up, you say, I think this is going to happen. I'm going to put up three bracelets. And then some, like, non-game, you know, you might say, I think she's going to have a Chanel purse. Or I think she's going to be wearing a red jacket, whatever it is. Or I think, you know, some people are saying, is he going to propose after the game? If you want to put some bracelets on that, put some bracelets on
Or maybe, you know, when is the network going to first show her?
Yeah,
because the NFL has backed off of showing her as often as they were in the beginning.
I think she's asked for that. I think she said, let's leave this about my man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe so. But also maybe the NFL is responding to fans who were not, you know, happy with that. You know, fans, you know, a lot of guys are, you know, jealous and they just thought this was, you know, and it was never a distraction from the game because they didn't cut away from a play and go to her.
Right,
they
right.
always showed her after a play.
Yeah.
So it was never a distraction from the game.
Yeah, it's just a reaction.
But, you know,
shot.
These, you know, yeah, man,
all
I don't like to distract in the game, man.
Yeah. It's like, sorry, more people like your thing now. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, more people like your thing now. Yeah.
But I do have these bracelets for the two of y'all that I made. These are in the Super Bowl logo colors.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so they match. So they're your friendship bracelets with each other. So Scoot, yours says
okay.
Super Bowl
That's
LIX.
Cool. I like this.
Ian, yours says Ready For It. I know you love that song. So you can wear these
busted.
And think of the Swifties.
I do love Ready For It. That's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Man.
I'm wearing this somewhere. I'm wearing it now. It's on.
Cute,
so,
cute.
Julia, there's some people.
Hey, football fans. For those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
On the text messages that I think are not getting the memo, right? That this is not a nimbly-pimbly event just for teenage girls. This is an all-ages, family-friendly thing where, you know, if you're a father or there's some young women in your life that you think might really like to go to something like this, it's not as if you're not going to enjoy yourself. You can still watch the game. You can still drink beer. You can still eat chicken tendies. But you also might become father of the year when you tell your kids you're going to Taylor Bowl.
100%. I mean, we talked about this. The dads at the Eras Tour just really getting in on this, getting in at a high level, being willing to have a sense of humor about it and have some fun. I got Chris from Hell Yes Creative. He's a big sports media guy. Done some work for Saints and Pelicans. He's running the soundboard, so he's like kind of the broadcast tech. So, and he's a huge Swiftie, so it's the perfect overlap. He's the perfect person for this job. So this is sanctioned by NFL, an NFL fan. We're going to make sure it's watchable for everybody.
So tell everybody where the Broadside is. Familiar name to a lot of people, but not everybody knows exactly
where
it is.
Yeah, so if you know the Broad, the independent movie theater on Broad Street, it is the outdoor venue that's kind of auxiliary of the Broad Theater. So it's 600 North Broad. That's where you can find the Broad.
You know, and yeah, one of the, I think it's a Whole Foods right next door. Is that Whole Foods?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep, it is right next to the Whole Foods.
Yeah, it's between the Broad and Whole Foods, right?
That's right.
So it's like Broad and Orleans-ish.
Mm-hmm. It's right there by the Lafitte Greenway.
Exactly right. Yes. Yeah, it's right by the Greenway.
Yeah.
And it's a ticketed event, or how do people get it?
It's not ticketed. It's free to attend.
Nice.
Yeah, so there'll be bracelet making. You can come on in and do that. And then, yeah, just enjoy the food.
You know, here's another thing, though. You know, Swifties bond, and, you know, you could bring your daughter or daughters to this event, and they could meet some other girls, and they could become friends.
Totally. I think
so. You could meet people.
The site of so much joy. I think we saw that the Eras Tour weekend, you know, the whole city was just saying how much joy, how much connection. So it's a
And
treat.
Let's bring up all possibilities. I mean, there are some single fathers and single mothers with kids.
You know, that's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could meet as well.
Your that's kid right. loves Taylor. My kid loves Taylor.
Yeah.
Here we are.
God. Look, they're occupied for 3 hours. We can chat
let's have a meet
flirt
cute.
It up. Yeah.
I mean, doesn't Alcoholics Anonymous, don't they have the 13th step? And that's like where you try to meet people at alcohol. Yeah. There are people who go to meet girls who were trying to, you know, get off the alcohol.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. They
they
just kind of affectionately refer to it as the 13th step because they got the 12th step program.
I did not know that.
So maybe maybe this could be a 13th step.
We're all a little smarter for having learned that.
You know what?
There's
actually a Swiftie, there's actually a faction of AA that is like a Swiftie recovery group.
No kidding.
Yeah, they like pray about her lyrics. I don't mean to be dismissive. People find healing in this, but they kind of incorporate the lyrics.
Do they do
the
pledge where we we only worry about the things we can control.
Right. I think it's, I don't know what parts are similar and what parts are the Swiftie piece, but I do know that's true. So, I mean, she's everywhere.
Everywhere. If you're a little too deep into the Swiftie thing, it may be time to consider that.
Yeah.
Julia Delois, thank you for being with us.
Thank
the Broadside,
so
it's
thank
free
you.
To get in. You can start to show up at 4 o'clock. It is the Taylor Bowl, and it's a perfect venue. You can watch the game. If you're a dad or a mom, this is a place to bring your kids. And, you know, you're going to be able to watch the game. There's going to be dance breaks and a lot of fun, and your kids are going to have fun. They're going to be able to make bracelets, which is a big thing with Taylor Swift. It's at the Broadside, 600 Broad. You can start to show up at 4 o'clock. Kickoff is about 5:30, 5:35. So this sounds like a really fun event for a lot of moms and a lot of dads with Swiftie kids.
Well, I hope to see a ton of your listeners there.
All right.
If people want to share information on social media, where do they go?
Raising Hell Events is on Instagram, findable on Facebook. Very easy. So you'll spot it there.
All right, Julia.
Thank you for having me.
All right,
thanks for
being
you today, Julia. Thanks for coming by.